your host, Holly, and it's time for a little teaser talk. Happy Teaser Talk Tuesday, guys, and also Happy New Year. I can't wait to dive into this episode where we'll be covering the top three episodes of season six and what to expect from us in 2024. One huge thing you guys can expect are giveaways. A lot of them, especially the beginning of this year, we have partnered up with Welcome to Rockville to give away a total of 8 passes to Welcome to Rockville. This is a music festival that's epic. It's 4 days and it's taking place May 9th through 12th, obviously in 2024, there in Daytona, Florida. So let's hear a little bit about it.
Welcome to Rockville at Daytona International Speedway with Foo Fighters. It's time like this. Motley Crue, Slipknot,
I am a world before I am a man.
Disturbed, Limp Bizkit, Queens of the Stone Age, Judas Priest, and more. Welcome to Rockville, May 9th through the 12th. 4 days, 5 stages, 150 bands. On sale now at WelcomeToRockville.com.
So as you guys can see why I said it was epic, what a freaking lineup, right? Congratulations to our December winner, Angela, who won a 4-day pass plus a Teaser Talk concert survival kit, which has a value of $490 simply just by going over to our Instagram, which is at Teaser Talk, and entering. The great thing is you guys, we are doing these giveaways up into the festival. So why don't you head over there and enter to win our January giveaway? And of course, every month after that. Anyways, let's hop right into this episode. So 2023 was a fun year for Teaser Talk. We covered 2 big festivals this year, which was the So What Music Festival, and that was a great time in Dallas. Regardless of the fact that it was hot as balls, hot as balls, hot as hell, whatever you want to say, some epic performances were included, such as Pierce the Veil, The Used, Neck Deep, Sleeping with Sirens, Girlfriends, and many more pop punk, rap vibes, emo vibes, all the different types of vibes, but perfectly well curated so that it was a great time. Definitely 10 out of 10 on this festival. The lineup was stellar and the vibes were on point. The other big festival that we had covered was Rocklahoma. And you guys, that was most definitely an epic time here in my backyard of Oklahoma. I made so many friends, interviewed so many talented musicians, and I also got to meet some musicians who I like knew virtually, but then in person, such as Matt from Ashes to New. Meeting him in person was awesome. Making new friends from San Antonio, like the fabulous people of Bat Allison, that was so much fun. Interviewing Solberg Destructo from Guar was also epic. And I know I'm using epic a lot, but that's the only word I can ever say to describe this experience, you guys. So shout out to my stand-in co-host and podcast posse, Brandy. We definitely had an amazing weekend. We also had our friend Holly there. It was Holly Squared, right? And then, of course, my bestie Scotty was there. So just a great time during Labor Day weekend. So fun times and shenanigans were had in 2023. And you guys, I cannot wait to see what 2024 has in store for the podcast. The memory lane journey of season 6. And I want to share with you guys the top 3 most listened to episodes, putting a bow on season 6 and kicking off season 7 next week. So coming in at number 3 is season 6, episode 6, Guar Gave Me Pink Eye, Rocklahoma 2023 review and recap. Now I have to admit, the clickbait title may have piqued your curiosity. And while there was no infected pink eye involved, there was definitely some unexpected twists and turns during our time at Rocklahoma. But also, spoiler alert, my eye was most definitely pink. Again, not from infection, but actually from being stained. Rocklahoma is the ultimate Labor Day party, and it was an absolute blast. We had the time of our lives in this episode. I shared going to the details of why it was such an unforgettable experience. From the moment we arrived, the energy was electric. The air was filled with anticipation of all the incredible performances of the week. The smell of that delicious, maybe not so delicious festival food, and the excitement of being surrounded by fellow Rocklahomans. One of the highlights of Rocklahoma was definitely the shenanigans we did day one. Picture this, we put bracelets on our wrist with numbers and sent them flying into the air. It was kind of like a game of chance. And for those who caught them, some of them actually texted the number that we had sent. So that was actually a fun little shenanigan on day one. Then came the epic encounter with Guar. Now, you might be wondering what happens next. Well, let's just say it involved unexpected showers and not-so-ordinary consequences, hence the pink eye. So definitely, I made the funny comment on my interview when I interviewed Guar, and I said, I can't wait to get squirted by you later. And that I definitely did, right in the face, blasted, and I had my contacts were stained like pink. But don't worry, you guys, I still have my eyesight. So to listen to this exciting episode and to join in on the adventure of Rocklahoma, make sure you tune into Teaser Talk on, of course, all the platforms you guys are listening to. So it's either Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, so on and so forth. So don't miss out on the inside scoop of Rocklahoma when you guys can tune into Season 6, Episode 6, Guar Gave Me Pink Eye, Rocklahoma 2023 Review and Recap. Okay, you guys, the second most played episode of Season 6 was Episode 3, Interview with Mike Zemer, founder of So What Music Festival. Let me tell you guys this, Mike is one cool guy. He's always at the forefront promoting a diverse mix of music, which is crazy because it's like established bands, but then also he has this magic ball and he finds these emerging talents in the music industry. Through Third String Productions, he hosts incredible events such as the So What Music Festival, monthly, maybe even more than monthly, emo nights, and countless of other shows and festivals. I literally go to Dallas for their emo nights. That's how epic and amazing they are. In this episode, we get the chance to sit down with Mike and explore his journey through the music industry. We dove into his role of managing local talent and organizing unforgettable events from the festival's inception in 2008 and its growth and evolution over the years. Mike shared some valuable insights on what it takes to create a successful music festival and really how to get their attention. So I think for those listening in, especially if you guys are looking to get on some stages this year, tune into that episode because Mike definitely drops some great, some great nuggets on that. We chatted about the 2023 lineup of the So What Festival, which was a unique blend of genres that reflect the ever-changing musical landscape. Discover how the festival has adapted to its current trends and showcases both emerging as well as establishing acts. This conversation with Mike is a must listen to anyone interested in the behind the scenes working of the music industry. Join Teaser Talk on this episode as we gain valuable insights from an industry expert who has played a pivotal role in shaping local music culture. So to immerse yourself in the world of all things Mike Zemer, tune into Teaser Talks Season 6, Episode 3 on all the platforms that you guys enjoy listening to podcasts on. And drumroll please. The number one episode of Season 6 was Episode 4, Travis Mills and Nick from Girlfriends. It was their interview, and boy, I was so excited for this one, like prepping up to it. I was just like giddy with excitement, I'm not gonna lie. Girlfriends grabbed my attention years ago when their hit song Jessica was released, and I was hooked on them ever since. So in this episode, Travis and Nick, which is the dynamic duo of the band Girlfriends, joined in for a fun conversation. We dove deep into their 2023 EP, Over My Dead Body, that they released last year, and they also shared some inspiration behind it and kind of gave us some exclusive sneak peeks into the focus track Plastic. They shared how Girlfriends keep their music fresh while staying true to their signature sound. Travis also took us down a little bit of the behind the scenes of co-hosting MTV's TV series, Help, I'm in a Secret Relationship. And Nick shared his insights on his nonprofit educational project, which was super cool. Now, one of my favorite parts of that episode was whenever Travis had shared his worst moment on tour. And is actually on his birthday. So I'm not going to spoil that for you. You'll just have to find out for yourself by hopping over to Season 6, Episode 4, and seeing exactly what his story was that he shared. Well, there you guys have it, teasers. Another season in the books for Teaser Talk. I am so stoked about 2024 and another year of entertainment, information, and of course, shenanigans. Catch the first episode of Season 7 starting next week. We will have Barely Awake, formerly known as 734 Jake, and it was such a fun one, and I'm excited that we are kicking off this season with that one because we played a fun game, and you guys, giggles are guaranteed on this episode. All right, you guys, before we sign off, just a reminder to make sure you guys head over to our Instagram page at Teaser Talk to enter to win this month's giveaway, which is a 4-day pass to Welcome to Rockville taking place in Daytona, Florida this year in May. Until next week, keep rocking.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Teaser Talk. Head over to teasertalk.com to subscribe so you don't miss out on another episode. Until next week, keep rocking.